just in the everyday, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Okay, the word sin. Everybody's familiar with that? The Greek word is harmatia, H-A-R-M-A-T-I-A, harmatia. It means, if you look it up in the Greek dictionary, it means to miss the mark. It means that there was a mark that God put there, and I was supposed to hit it, and I didn't hit it. I came short of it. We fell short of the glory of God. We missed the mark. We didn't measure up to the standard. And so that's what the word amatia means, and of course your Bible translates that word into sin. The word sin appears in your Bible where the word amatia in the New Testament is written. In the singular, sin, it refers to your nature. Your old sin nature, the OSN, which we all got in Genesis 5:3 from Adam. When Adam fell and he became separated from God, then we received that nature. It's a nature, an inward nature that is separate from God. It's separated from God. It's independent of God. It's stubborn. It's rebellious. It wants nothing to do with honoring God. It is the sin nature. That's sin in the singular. In the plural, S-I-N-S, sins, plural, that generally refers to the deeds that you have done. The deeds you have done which were not in accordance to God's will. The deeds you've done that didn't measure up to God's will. They missed the mark. The word iniquity in your Bible is the sinful attitude of your heart. Iniquity is a heart attitude. Iniquity can come in various flavors, but it is a heart attitude that is negative towards the will of God. Unforgiveness is iniquity, and so forth. Immorality, thinking that is iniquity. Thoughts that are sinful, but are just thoughts right now. They haven't become deeds yet. They're just thoughts. They are called iniquity. Now the mark, amatia, missing the mark is the will of God. God's desire for your life, for my life. How he wants us to live. And how he wants us to live is in such a way that we are at best blessed by God. We have the highest form of life on the earth. We are living for Jesus Christ. We're walking with God, and we can enjoy the highest lifestyle on the earth, not in terms of necessarily material things, but in terms of spirituality. We have the highest lifestyle on the earth when we walk with God. Falling short of that is when sin comes into the picture. Every believer, every Christian has two natures inside of him. This was demonstrated in the Old Testament by Jacob and Esau, who were born. Remember, they came out of the same womb, and there were two natures. Jacob was God's man, and Esau was the wild man. We have two natures inside of each one of us. One is the old sin nature, which we got from Adam, and then because you're born again, you've been spiritually regenerated, you're a new creation in Christ, you have a new nature, which comes from the Holy Spirit. So you've got two natures inside of you, the Holy Spirit and the old sin nature. Both of them are in there, dwelling. Now, If we are not operating in the Spirit, then the Bible teaches us then we are motivated by the old sin nature. We're either operating in the Spirit or we are motivated and our life is coming out of the old sin nature. In Galatians it says, walk in the Spirit and you won't fulfill the lusts of the flesh. You're either in the Spirit or you're going to fulfill the lusts of the flesh, one or the other. There's two natures, and my life comes out of one of those two natures at any given moment of the day. I'm operating either in the Holy Spirit, praying in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, thinking in the Spirit, having fellowship with you guys in the Spirit, laughing and having fun in the Spirit, doing my life in the Spirit, or I'm in the flesh, which is the product of the old sin nature, and there's another nature involved, which misses the mark. And that's why it's called sin. It doesn't live up to God's standard for life. So if we are not operating the Holy Spirit, then we are motivated by the old sin nature and living in sin. There is no neutral zone. There is no one where you can say, well, I'm not in the Spirit, but I'm really not in the flesh either. I'm in the middle somewhere. No, you're not in the middle. You're in one or the other. You only have two natures. There is no middle zone. Middle zone would be dead. There is no two nature. There is no way out. You're either in one side or the other side of your life. There's no neutral zone. So, James 1:14 says this about sin. It says, each one of you is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. And when the desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown and matured, gives way to death. But each one is tempted when they have their own desires, their own wants, their own needs, their own independent thinking from God, and they want it, and they're pulled in the direction of what they want, even though what they want is not God's will. They go that direction anyways. And when that happens, James says that's when sin takes place. You give birth to sin when you follow your own inclinations, your own independence from God. You give birth to something called sin. Wrong desires. And that's why God is interested in you and I hearing the Word of God consistently so He can change our desires. So He can give us desires that are godly and not have carnal desires. But wrong desires, carnal desires, are followed by wrong decisions. And those wrong decisions are called sin in your Bible. Now, some sins become compulsive. Some sins become habitual. And that's caused by repeated wrong decisions in some area of your life. And before long, it becomes automatic. You all know what habits are. You all know what bad habits are. Some people have a bad habit of being critical. Some people have a bad habit of complaining all the time. Some people have a bad habit of being reactionary and emotional when things don't go their way. They develop bad habits. They have done it so often. They have gotten that. They have been reactionary so often in that area of their life, that now they don't even have to think about it. Automatically it happens. It's habitual. It's compulsive behavior. And it doesn't need their permission anymore. It just rushes right in and takes over the person. That's a habit. Now, whether you're thinking in terms of a habit of, you have a bad habit, you eat too much candy. But that's a habit. It could be a habit, but that's through repetitive eating of the candy that you got that way. And does anybody have any candy? But that's habitual sin. That's compulsive sin. And that happens in people's lives. Jeremiah 13:23. Jeremiah says this. He says, can the Ethiopian change his skin color? He's looking at an African. He says, can that guy change the color of his skin? Rhetorical question. Of course, the answer is no, he can't. Or can that leopard change its spots? The spotted leopard, he's looking at that. So can that leopard change its spots? That's rhetorical. The answer is, of course, no, it can't. He said, then, if it were possible for the Ethiopian to change his skin color, for the leopard to change the spots on him, if that was possible, then it might be possible for you also to do good who have been accustomed to doing evil. The word accustomed there means compulsive behavior, habitual, that you have become compulsively making the wrong decisions in this area of your life. Why does somebody who's been in a relationship with the wrong kind of person get out of that relationship and jump right back in it again? Then they get out of the relationship again and they find somebody else just like the last person that they completely couldn't stand being with. They find another person just like them, jump right back in it again. Why does a person who has been abused by a certain different person in a relationship find somebody else who's abusive? Find somebody else who's abusive after that relationship. Find somebody else. They just compulsively make wrong decisions in that area of their life. You would think they would learn. You scratch your head. Haven't they learned not to get into those things again? Nope, they haven't. It's compulsive, habitual behavior now because they've done it so many times. They are accustomed to doing evil, making the wrong choices. Other sins in the Bible that I've talked about are sins with the wrong mental attitude. We mentioned iniquity. Jesus mentioned it, Matthew 15 and verse 19. It says, for out of your heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders. Now, this is not a deed that you do. You didn't kill anybody, but out of your heart, you'd like to. Adulteries. Out of your heart, thinking of adultery, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies, and so forth. Jesus is pointing out the things that lurk in people's hearts that are sin. Sin is knowing what God wants, knowing what the Bible says, but not obeying it. James 4:17, therefore, to him who knows to do good but does it not, to him it's sin. The satisfaction. I'm not going to do it. I want my own way. I want to do it. I want the pleasure I'm going to get from doing this. It's more important to me than what God wants. Then we have Romans 14:23. Tells us the latter part of that verse, whatever is not from faith is sin. And that pretty much narrows it down. Whatever you don't do by faith is in the category of sin. Because the new nature operates in faith. Walking in the Spirit is a faith operation. Walking in the flesh is not. It's sight. It's sight. It's feeling. So anything outside of faith then is called sin.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.